This is World Lutheran News Digest, an audio news magazine bringing you a look at significant events in worldwide Lutheranism. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Today on World Lutheran News Digest,
I'm World Lutheran News Digest host Kip Allen. It's estimated that there are 6,500 spoken languages in the world. Organizations such as Lutheran Bible Translators are hard at work translating the gospel into those different languages. One LBT worker, Rob Hilbert, just returned to the United States from the West African country of Sierra Leone, where he helped spread the gospel. I speak with him later in the program. On the 1st of November, a young woman ended her own life rather than live with cancer. Another woman with the same disease begged her to live instead. I'll have that story too. KFUO is celebrating during the next 90 days our 90 years of broadcasting the gospel.
This is World Lutheran News Digest. இது லோக லூதரன் வார்த்தா பரிபாடியாகுனு.
Hi, I'm Pastor Matt Youngblood Clark from Ascension Lutheran in St. Louis.
And I am Pastor Jolly John Lekumsky from St. Paul's in New Athens and Trinity in Darmstadt, and we welcome you to listen to Wrestling with the Basics.
Matt, let go of me, man. No, it's not real wrestling. We're just talking about Bible issues.
No.
Oh, 9:05 Saturday mornings, 8:50 a.m. KFUO.
Hi, I'm Pastor Mark Hawkinson, host of Moments of Assurance, Sunday at 9:15 a.m. right here on KFUO Radio. Each week, I have the privilege of producing a quarter hour of message, music, and prayer blended together to fit a special theme for that day. You'll hear messages of hope and complete confidence in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. You'll hear choirs and instrumentals to support the message as well. So I invite you to join me. That's Moments of Assurance, Sunday morning at 9:15 a.m.
Cross Defense, the apologetic show for inquiring minds of all ages. Cross Defense airs Mondays from 2 to 3 p.m. on air, online, on demand, right here on Worldwide KFUO.
I'm Mark Hawkinson, host of Jubilation on Worldwide KFUO. Coming up this Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m., I'm going to be sharing not only great Christ-centered hymns and songs, I'm going to be also providing various scriptures for you all about the subject of a real hope. See, when yours is centered in Jesus totally, then you have a hope with no minus sign attached to it. So join me Sunday for great music and a hope with no minus sign. That's Jubilation from 1 to 4 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO.
Hi, I'm Pastor William Whedon, LCMS Director of Worship. Jesus said some hard things in John 6, and lots of his disciples turned away and stopped following him. He asked the 12 if they wanted to go too. Peter responded for them all, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Words of eternal life, those are the words your Jesus has for you. Join me for the next broadcast of Thy Strong Word, 11 a.m. Central on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
There's a special place where rare books from times long ago come alive in your imagination. A special place where you can rediscover values that transcend time itself. A special place of adventure, mystery, and drama that's both old and new at the same time. Lamplighter Theater.
Saturday mornings at 11 on KFUO Radio.
Usted está escuchando el resumen de noticias Mundo Luterano. This is World Lutheran News Digest.
Bringing the Word of God to people around the world is a daunting task. Jesus called on us to make disciples of the nations. Martin Luther knew that to do that, the Bible must be available in languages that people understand. Lutheran Bible Translators is an organization dedicated to translating the gospel into those languages, according to translator Rob Hilbert.
Well, LBT is an organization that brings Christ's word to people around the world through translating scripture.
Hilbert recently returned to the United States with his family after serving in West Africa for several years, both as a Peace Corps worker and with LBT. His most recent posting was in Sierra Leone.
I spent a little over 2 years in Mali, which is right in the middle of West Africa, and then I spent a few months in Ghana, and then just recently we were living in Sierra Leone, working with the Mende people.
LBT uses a number of techniques and tools to help spread the gospel. One of those techniques is literacy training for adults in countries that have low literacy rates.
There's a considerable amount of work done in literacy, encouraging people to learn to read their own language.
This means Hilbert and other teachers have to become familiar with the languages of the world.
A lot of them are related to the Mande language family. And so I studied Bambara when I lived in Mali, and so that's in the Mande branch of languages. And then in Sierra Leone, we were working in Mende, which is also in that language family.
Hilbert is knowledgeable in the languages of West Africa.
Well, we were learning Mende when we left, and then I already know how to speak Bambara. So I can get by in Mende, and then I can, I'm pretty conversational in Bambara.
Because Sierra Leone is a former British colony, English is spoken in the urban areas, but not much outside of the major cities.
As an English speaker, my wife and I could probably communicate in English with a lot of people in the big cities, where education is more common, but once we would leave the big cities, it would be impossible, and we would have to know the local languages.
Christians are relatively rare in Sierra Leone. About 60% of the people there are Muslims, with about a third practicing local animist faiths. Only about 10% of the country's nearly 6 million people are Christian. Despite the Muslim majority, Hilbert says Christians and Muslims get along in Sierra Leone, unlike some other countries.
Because it is a majority Muslim country, you would think that there would be maybe some tension between Muslims and non-Muslims, but we did not experience that. Christians and Muslims seem to get along pretty well.
Although the Bible has been translated into the local languages, less than half the people can read there. Because of this, the LBT teams with another organization to provide audio recordings of the Bible in local languages.
The rates are pretty low, and one way that we get around that is by working with an organization called Faith Comes by Hearing to record the scripture and then distribute the recordings to Bible groups and churches and other organizations around the country so that they can listen to God's word in their own language.
In addition, LBT works with another organization that provides solar-powered radios in remote areas where there's no electricity. This is so that Bible programs can be heard in the local languages. Another technique is taking what's called the Jesus movie into the backcountry.
It's basically the story of Jesus from Luke's gospel, and it's translated into Mende. So in Sierra Leone, it's translated into about 10 different languages.
Hilbert says the movie is very popular in remote villages and prompts a lot of discussions among diverse people.
Because movies are very rarely seen in smaller villages in Sierra Leone where electricity really doesn't exist. It's very popular, and you'll see Muslims and animists and Christians alike going over to watch the movie, and then a discussion can take place afterwards.
Sierra Leone, like other countries in West Africa, is now suffering from the Ebola outbreak. Sierra Leone is in an especially difficult situation to deal with the disease because the country's recently emerged from a civil war that destroyed much of its infrastructure.
Yeah, because the healthcare system was already in such a bad state because of the war, they just aren't set up to deal with a major Ebola outbreak. It's so different from what we have in the U.S.
Hilbert says the Ebola situation in Sierra Leone is bad, and it's getting worse.
The Ebola situation there is progressing. It's still continuing to get worse in many parts of Sierra Leone. So in the capital, Freetown especially, things are not improving. They're getting worse.
Outside help is getting in, especially from the United Kingdom, other countries, and the United Nations. Hilbert says he hopes that this will ease the situation. But because of Ebola, the LBT made the decision to withdraw its personnel, including Hilbert and his family. Hilbert says a major factor in this decision wasn't the disease itself, but its indirect consequences.
The healthcare system really has stopped functioning, and doctors are no longer treating for things like malaria or broken bones or surgeries, things like that, basically not happening anymore.
There was also concern that travel in and out of the country was becoming increasingly difficult. Hilbert says he simply could not have his family take that risk.
So it's not easy to get in and out of the country anymore. So if we had an emergency, like say one of our children broke a leg and maybe needed treatment in the U.S., it would take literally months to possibly get the child out into the U.S. for treatment.
Hilbert and his family are now back in the United States. He's brushing up on his language and teaching skills for the day when he can return to Sierra Leone. Hilbert asks for prayers, not for himself, but for his pastor in Sierra Leone, the Reverend James Yassa. Despite food shortages, cancellation of schools, and the Ebola threat, Pastor Yassa continues holding services and communion. Hilbert asks for prayers to end the disease and to bring people to the faith. Kip Allen, World Lutheran News Digest.
This is World Lutheran News Digest. The work by the way longasi Lutheran Fahama.
The messenger of good news. Listener supported worldwide KFUO.
Okay, guys, we really gonna do this? Okay, let's hit it.
Some faith talk.
I got my catechism and my Bible at hand. Lord, it's good to be a Lutheran man. I got friends who can teach, friends who can preach. I got friends who know theology. There's Bill, there's Craig, and there's Lord Lou. All my Lutheran friends are coming over at 2.
Join us each weekday afternoons at 2 for a different program each day. On Monday, we'll be Cross Defense. Tuesday, you'll hear Concord Matters. Wednesday, we'll be Culture and Christianity. Thursday, God Whisperers. And wrapping up the week on Friday, we'll be Book Talk. Listen for more information on our new program lineup here on the Messenger of Good News, Worldwide KFUO.
Book Talk is for all who like books about the Christian faith, and there are so many of them, old books, new books, classic books. Jiminy Durante says it well.
I'll never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to
That's
bear.
What we do on Book Talk. Remember the day we read the book and chat about it with its author. Join us, live, streaming, archived.
Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, inviting you to join us for Issues Etc. weekday afternoons from 3 to 5. Issues Etc. is a live call-in show with a twofold purpose. First, we defend and teach the truths rediscovered during the Reformation, grace, faith, scripture, and Christ alone. Second, we challenge today's postmodern culture with its unbiblical ideology.
Issues Etc. live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO Radio.
Whether you're a regular worshiper at the church of your choice or find it difficult for you to get to church on Sunday morning, you may benefit from our live worship broadcasts each week on KFUO. Our early service begins at 8 o'clock Central and originates from Blessed Savior Lutheran Church in Florissant, Missouri, where Reverend Matthew Roglin leads divine worship. Our live late worship broadcast at 10:45 comes from Timothy Lutheran Church in St. Louis, where Senior Pastor Ron Rall presides during the worship service. Join us for the message of mercy and forgiveness through Jesus Christ, Sunday mornings on Worldwide KFUO.
This is World Lutheran News Digest.
Glioblastoma is a very clinical word for a very dirty disease. It's a form of brain cancer that's nearly always fatal, sometimes in as little as 3 months or up to 2 years. It not only kills, but it robs its victims of quality of life as it progresses. One victim, 29-year-old woman named Brittany Maynard vowed that she would end her own life rather than suffer the disease's debilitating effects. But another sufferer, Maggie Carner, asked her to reconsider her choice. Maggie, Director of Life and Health Ministries for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, wife of a pastor, and mother of three daughters, wrote Brittany an open letter asking her not to rob her family of friends of the time she has left.
Hi, Brittany. My name is Maggie Carner. I live in Connecticut. And just like many Americans, I saw your heartbreaking video. And as I watch, my tears quickly turn to sobs because you and I have one big thing in common. I was also diagnosed this past spring with a glioblastoma grade 4 brain tumor. So your video hit pretty close to home for me. The other night I couldn't sleep, so I decided to write this letter to you. Dear Brittany, honestly, I really do get it. I'm a strong woman, just like you, and I understand the horrible fear that you're facing. The scary predictions of what will happen, the loss of control. Even the stupid name of that tumor sounds just as ominous today as it did when I first heard that word in the doctor's office. Brain cancer sucks. In a really big way. It's a beast that lurks and prowls, just waiting for the chance to pounce and take away more of our faculties, our everyday joys, and our very life. But you know what? Death sucks too. It rips us from the people and the passions that we love the most. Remember earlier this year when Robin Williams took his own life? The shock, all the remembrances on TV. The world lost some of its beauty and joy that day. Brittany, if you take your life, the world will lose some of its beauty again. And quite frankly, I'm not sure this world can spare any more public losses like that with all the death and destruction going on around us every day. We need the presence of people like you. Please don't let cancer get one more second of your life than it desires. Your video was seen by tons of people around the world. Every day, millions of people, including me, are lifting you up in prayer for your peace and healing. And because of that video, we are all of us are feeling your loss and pain. As a nation, we're all walking right alongside with you. No one is judging, but people are watching. Because your video was so popular, someone told me it's almost like you've stepped out on a ledge and you're ready to jump. But when that happens in real life, we try to talk to that person and we say, no, don't jump. We try to explain to them why they're valuable, why we want them here longer. We tell them that there can be a better way. But what would happen if our society decided to yell to that ledge jumper, yeah, you're right, there isn't a better way. Go ahead, jumping is the best solution for you. What would that say about us as a society? So I guess I'm yelling to you, Brittany, on your ledge. I'm asking you to stay with us as long as possible. This is just my desperate attempt to get you to say no to jumping. Don't let that arbitrary date pressure you. You are strong. How about instead, on November 1st, you and I choose to squeeze every drop out of life and cheat this beast of a cancer for as long as we can? And who knows, maybe we can be part of a research trial that leads to a cure for us or others. And in the meantime, we can spend precious moments with the people that we love. When I was a young woman, just a few years older than you, my dad suffered a severe accident and it severed his spinal cord and it left him paralyzed from the neck down. My siblings and I were just horrified by the black hole of fear and uncertainty that was before us. And for 5 months before his death, my dad was cared for by dedicated hospice workers. And during those months, our family had precious time just soaking up the presence of my dad. He couldn't do anything except talk. And quite frankly, I never had that kind of candor and intimacy with my dad before those days. My brothers and sisters and I, we learned more about ourselves and each other than we ever could have in any other way. We grew as a family and we learned about sacrifice and love. Each of us became wiser and better people through that whole experience. So really, in essence, it was a gift that my dad gave to us. Brittany, I ask that you allow your family this gift of caring for you in your cancer journey. Like you, Brittany, I'm apprehensive. I know the predictions. I know what's ahead for me, and possibly for you. But we're still here, aren't we? We haven't squeezed out every drop of life left in us yet. So, Brittany, please don't. Please don't leave us yet. Let's choose life for as long as we've got it. L'chaim, to life.
Brittany didn't listen to Maggie. She ended her life November the 1st in Oregon, where physician-assisted suicide is legal. Maggie, however, intends to live her life to the fullest for the time she has left. She still has a lot of living to do. She will, as in the song by Tim McGraw, live like she's dying.
I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband, but most of the time I wasn't. And I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went 3 times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu. And I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance live like you would die, yeah. Like tomorrow was a gift.
and you got eternity. Think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full-length Blue Mansion. Man, I love deeper and I spoke sweeter and I watched an eagle as it was flying. And he said, someday dying, to live like you were dying, to live like you were dying.
World Lutheran News Digest can be heard every Saturday morning at 9:30 Central Time on KFUO Radio. It may also be heard anytime streaming online at kfuo.org. Join us next week for another edition of World Lutheran News Digest. I'm your host, Kip Allen. World Lutheran News Digest is a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO. You can also listen to WLN Digest on demand at kfuo.org. To correspond with World Lutheran News Digest, email news@kfuo.org.